Weird Al Yankovic is a master satirist of popular culture and music. He hit it big in 1984 with his parody of Michael Jackson's song, Beat It, called Eat It.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it.
Over the past 30 years, Yankovic has won Grammys for his comedy recordings. He's also parodied television shows and movies, as well as written original songs. He still tours, but he now has something new to offer. He's written a children's book called When I Grow Up. Weird Al Yankovic is in our studio at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
This is the story of an 8-year-old boy, Billy, and he's asked by his teacher at Show and Tell Day what he wants to be when he grows up, and he has plenty of answers. And I'd like you to read the little section where Billy says he wants to be a lathe operator.
Yes, one of the many options that Billy thinks of. Or else maybe I'll be the lathe operator who makes the hydraulic torque wrench calibrator, which fine-tunes the wrench that's specifically made to retighten the nuts on the lateral blade that's directly beneath the main radial sockets inside cooling systems on X-14 rockets. And since this profession's as cool as can be, well, who would be better to do it than me?
Was that one of the more difficult verses to write, given, having to use the words hydraulic and...
It wasn't difficult for me. I was wondering how difficult it would be for parents to read that to their to their kids and have to explain some of those terms.
I wondered if you still need a rhyming dictionary. I mean, you've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, I'll go online for – now it's online rhyming dictionaries.
My really?
My old Whitfield's 3rd edition rhyming dictionary paperback edition is very dog-eared and is, it doesn't get used too much anymore.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the illustrator, Wes Hargis.
When he was given the text, he wasn't told whose text it was. HarperCollins just gave him the text and said, let's see some character designs based on this. He might have done a gorilla masseuse illustration for us. And he thought, oh, this is beautiful. And HarperCollins gave him the job after I'd signed off on it. And when he found out that it was working for me, he was even more thrilled.
Well, the whole idea of the gorilla masseuse, I'll explain the picture, is this huge gorilla on a massage table. And little Billy is up kind of working his shoulder blades. And there's also an illustration of him milking a giraffe, I believe.
Yeah, Wes is really, really good at animal illustrations.
Yeah,
it's quite good.
And it's beautiful because it's realistic yet impressionistic at the same time.
It is, and I love the detail in it. It's the kind of illustration where a kid can stare at a 2-page spread for an hour and just pick out little details and little funny gags here and there.
What did you want to be when you were 8 years old?
When I was 8 years old, when I was 12, that was when I thought, okay, well, now I know I want to be a writer for Mad Magazine, was very close to what I do now. But I was quickly talked out of that by my guidance counselor at the time, who told me, there's not much of a future in comedy. And why don't you grow up and get a real job? And you're good at math, you're good at drafting. Why don't you be an architect? And I thought, well, yeah, okay, that sounds good. About my third year in college, I had the epiphany that I did not want to be an architect for the rest of my life. I mean, it just wasn't my passion. I was okay at it. Maybe that's generous. I'd say I was mediocre at it, frankly. And the reason was because, everybody else in school was very excited about it. They had a fire in their belly about architecture, and they'd look at a building and say, oh, look at the negative space and the positive space and the positive space and the form following the function. And I'd say, yeah, it's a building. You're great.
That doesn't bode well for use of the degree. But when you were in college, did you sort of get seduced by the college radio station and then launched into the career that you do now?
Yeah, that's where I first kind of got my freak flag on. I was encouraged to be a little bit more outspoken and not be quite so shy. I've always been a fairly shy kind of kid. And when I was on the radio, I got to be a little bit more aggressive and boisterous on the radio and come up with characters and do gags and developed a bit of a personality, I'd have to say. And that's what got me thinking that, gosh, being on the radio and playing funny music and doing all that, this is a lot more fun than being an architect.
Looking past the funny rhymes that are in this book and the wordplay, is there a serious message behind all of this silliness?
Well, the subtext, as it were, I suppose. I mean, it's a funny book, but I think the message that I'm trying to get across to kids is that there is, in fact, a universe of possibilities out there. And if I can quote my dad, which I've done often in the last few weeks, he always said that the only true sign of success is being able to make a living doing the thing that makes you truly happy. And that was the best gift and the best advice my dad could have possibly given me. And I would hope that that message is infused in this book.
I think it comes out particularly well in the scene where Billy is talking to his, is it his great-grandfather?
Yes.
Who's 103 years old and realizes that he's had a lot of jobs. And so it really doesn't, you don't need to decide what you want to be when you're 8 years old.
That's exactly right. You don't need to be defined by your job. You don't need to, you know, you can really kind of follow your muse.
Huh. What do you want to be when you grow up, Al?
I haven't decided yet. Still working on that one.
Al Yankovic's new children's book is called When I Grow Up. He joined us in our studio at NPR West. So nice to meet you. Thanks a lot.
As well. Thank you.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken.
You can find a gallery of images from Al Yankovic's book at npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.